آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔ آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔
سامعین، اس پوڈ کاسٹ کے ساتھ میں ہوں محمد ریاض۔ اس پوڈ کاسٹ میں ہم آپ کو ملوائیں گے ایک ایسے باصلاحیت نوجوان کھلاڑی سے جنہوں نے اپنی محنت، لگن اور مستقل مزاجی کے ذریعے کھیلوں کی دنیا میں ایک نمایاں مقام حاصل کیا ہے۔ ہمارے ساتھ موجود ہوں گے اس پوڈ کاسٹ میں مقصد شاہد، جن کا تعلق سڈنی آسٹریلیا سے ہے۔ وہ بیس بال کے میدان میں اپنی غیر معمولی صلاحیتوں کا لوہا منوا رہے ہیں۔ حال ہی میں انہیں آسٹریلیا کی قومی بیس بال ٹیم میں شمولیت کی دعوت موصول ہوئی ہے، جو ان کے کریئر کا ایک اہم اور قابل فخر سنگ میل ہے۔ ان کی کہانی صرف ایک کھلاڑی کی کامیابی نہیں بلکہ آسٹریلیا کے ملٹی کلچرل معاشرے کی بھی عکاسی کرتی ہیں۔ آئیے جانتے ہیں کہ ان کے اس متاثر کن سفر کے بارے میں، کن چیلنجز کا سامنا کیا انہوں نے، کس طرح اپنی محنت سے اس مقام تک پہنچے اور مستقبل کے حوالے سے ان کے کیا عزائم ہیں۔ ساتھ ہی ہم بات کریں گے ان کے والد شاہد ملک سے، جنہوں نے اس سفر میں نہ صرف اپنے بیٹے مقصد شاہد کی رہنمائی کی بلکہ ہر قدم پر ان کا ساتھ دیا۔ سماعت کیجیے۔
For you know sticking beside me through this journey, and you know I'm really happy, really grateful for my opportunities, and I couldn't be more happier.
And tell me, your family is originally from Pakistan, but you born and raised here in Sydney. How did your baseball journey begin?
Growing up, I played a lot of cricket in my childhood. I started picking up baseball on the side with cricket, and you know, a lot of the things from cricket are transferable to baseball. I mean, they're quite similar. I started playing baseball, you know, started getting good at it, started taking coaching training as well, and from then on, you know, I just started playing baseball, and you know, I got a bit good at it. My family always stuck by my side, whether it was basketball, cricket, baseball. You know, my mum and dad were very supportive of me no matter what sport I picked. I know baseball isn't very common in Pakistan, but you know, my family and my dad, my mum, they were very supportive when I picked up baseball and told them, you know, I want to go further down with baseball. I thought that maybe when I was around 16, 17 years old, I started getting better. I was pitching a lot faster than the kids my age. You know, I was playing above grade, above my age group. So I think then on, I kind of noticed, you know, that I will take it far.
So you are playing, now you're a professional athlete. You are playing on a national level as well. And you started with the club level, on a state level. How was your dad journey when you did start?
It was very good. Like I said, you know, I was very consistent throughout everything. I think consistency is key, and I stayed consistent. I stayed motivated to the goals, and I think through that, it just got better slowly, slowly. I started improving, getting better, having a positive mindset as well. I think that's what, you know, influenced this journey.
So when very first time you heard that you are like you got selection on a state level, on a professional level, how was that moment?
It was very happy, and I was very happy, and you know, it just felt like all my hard work paid off. You know, obviously my family was very, very happy, very excited. Same with my friends, and it was a big you know, it was a sigh of relief, because you know, I just, you know, everything I worked for finally paid off.
And how easy or difficult with school, you know, definitely school, college, so easy or difficult to manage with study if you want to be a professional athlete?
It's very hard, but you know, I'm thankful that my university, you know, is very supportive. All my teachers are supportive, the coaching staff there is very supportive too, so you know, I have that flexibility as well, and you know, I have that kind of mindset as well. So yeah, everyone's been supportive, all my teachers at uni and everyone.
And when very first time, especially in your school, college, or now you are in uni, when your friends and especially class fellows, they know you are a professional, you are playing at a state level, on a national level, even international level. So how do you feel that moment?
I feel great. It's a good title to have next to your name, that you play internationally and you're a professional athlete. You know, it's I take it with a lot of pride, and you know, it's I'm very humble about it too. But yeah, it's a very good feeling.
How supportive has Australia's multicultural society and support system been?
It's been very supportive. Australia is obviously a very multicultural you know, country as well. No matter what sport you're in, basketball, baseball, cricket, you'll see people with you know, different races and religions, and it's been great. It's been supportive. You know, all my coaches, my teammates, and you know, everyone with my especially my parents, it's been great. It's been very good support system.
And what do you think, like, it's easier for kids born here to progress in sports?
I think with resources, I think kids born here, it's a little bit easier.
Especially you are not from here, you are from your family background is from overseas. So then how easy or difficult it is?
I think, it was very easy for me. You know, I had the resources. I had, you know, obviously clubs, like basketball clubs, baseball clubs I could join and stuff like that. Also, like, you know, parks and stuff. So there was plenty of resources to my help. So I think, people born here have more of an advantage to making it at the next level.
And what message do you have for young people, especially from Pakistani background?
I think, you know, keep staying motivated, keep being yourself, you know. Don't let anyone's words come to you, because I know, you know, especially in South Asian communities, we're not deemed to be, you know, good at sports. So I think, you know, just don't listen to that. And just keep pushing yourself and stay consistent.
तो आपको आप क्या कैसा लगेगा जब आप एक बड़े क्राउड के सामने नेशनली इंटरनेशनली प्रोफेशनली जब आप कितना आपको शिद्दत से इंतजार है कि आप उनके सामने जब वो इतना क्राउड होगा आप आएंगे और आप खेलेंगे दुनिया आपको देखेगी
I'll feel amazing, I'll feel great. You know, the first people I want to see in the crowd is obviously my mom and dad and my sisters, my family. I'll feel great and they will be you know, it will be an amazing feeling. I can't describe it.
जी बहुत शुक्रिया. मैं सबसे पहले SBS का बहुत शुक्रिया अदा करता हूँ कि उन्होंने ये मौका फराहम किया कि मैं कुछ बता सकूँ अपने बेटे के बारे में और अपने बारे में कुछ बता सकूँ. मैं 1989 में यहाँ आया था. ओरिजिनली हम कराची से बिलोंग करते हैं. मेरा बेटा यहीं पैदा हुआ था, तो शुरू से ये काफ़ी इसको स्पोर्ट्स वगैरह में काफ़ी इंटरेस्ट था और इसने हर किस्म के स्पोर्ट्स खेले. क्रिकेट क्रिकेट में ऐसा था कि ये ग्रीन शील्ड शायद आपकी कुछ होती है, मेरा बेटा बता रहा था. तो उसमें वो वहाँ तक गया है, लेकिन उसके बाद वो उससे आगे नहीं जा सका. बट एनीवे, इसके अलावा ये दूसरे स्पोर्ट्स भी खेलता रहे. और लेकिन जो जो ये बड़ा होता गया तो इसका और जो स्किल्स थे स्पोर्ट्स में वो डेवलप होते गए. और माशाल्लाह अब तो ये नेशनल लेवल पर आ गया है. हमें बड़ी खुशी है इस चीज़ की. और ना सिर्फ ये कि बेसबॉल बल्कि दूसरे स्पोर्ट्स में भी बहुत इसने एक्सेल की है, तो हमारे लिए बड़ी खुशी. और
कैसा लगेगा कि जब आपको इसको आप इतने हज़ारों की तादाद में लोग बैठे होंगे, आप भी होंगे, इसको देखना कितना शिद्दत से इंतज़ार कर इस मौके का?
मैं जी बहुत शिद्दत से इंतज़ार कर रहा हूँ और मुझे हमें इंतहाई खुशी होगी. और मैं एक चीज़ बताता चलूँ कि मेरे दोस्तों ने भी मुझे रिंग कर कर कहा है कि आपका कंट्रीब्यूशन है. मैं सच्ची बात बताऊं, इसमें मेरा कोई कंट्रीब्यूशन नहीं है. अगर कोई कंट्रीब्यूशन है तो सिर्फ मकसद का और इसकी मम का है, क्योंकि मैं ऑनेस्टली इसलिए मैं क्लैरिफाई करना चाहता हूं कि काफ़ी सारे लोगों ने मुबारकबाद दी है. तो मैंने उनसे यही कहा कि यार देखें, मेरा तो कोई कंट्रीब्यूशन नहीं, बल्कि जब ये सेलेक्ट हो गया तो जिसने बताया तो मैंने कहा अच्छा बेटा. तो मुझे तो खैर बेसबॉल का पता भी नहीं था सही तरह, और मुझे पता भी नहीं था क्या कहते हैं थ्रो पिच, वो बेटा ही समझाता रहता है. तो ये तो मैं इसका कंट्रीब्यूशन इसको और इसकी मम को देता हूँ. बहुत शुक्रगुजार हूँ ऑस्ट्रेलिया का. बहुत सारी अपॉर्चुनिटीज़ दी हैं, ना सिर्फ ये है कि हमें दी हैं बल्कि हमारे बच्चों को बहुत सारी अपॉर्चुनिटीज़ दी हैं. और आई हैव नो वर्ड्स टू थैंक टू दिस कंट्री. आप पढ़ाई में ले लें, खेल में ले लें, तो आई एम फ्रॉम द बॉटम ऑफ माई हार्ट आई थैंक ऑस्ट्रेलिया.
सामिन मुक्सिद शाहिद और उनके वालिद शाहिद मलिक की गुफ्तगू आपने समाप्त की. इसी के साथ ही मुझे इजाजत दीजिए.
लाइक कीजिए, शेयर कीजिए, तबसरा कीजिए, फेसबुक पर SBS उर्दू फॉलो कीजिए. लाइक कीजिए, शेयर कीजिए, तबसरा कीजिए, फेसबुक पर SBS उर्दू फॉलो कीजिए.